Folks in the mountains will think this sounds crazy, but it's time to water. The snow is piling up in the high country, but along the Front Range and out on the plains, we've had very little moisture in the past few months. Above seasonal temperatures, combined with wind, has drawn the moisture out of the ground. These days are pleasant, but if we don't get any significant precipitation soon, plants will start to suffer. Prioritize your watering. Start with new plantings. Perennial shrubs and trees planted in the past few years are new. They're still adjusting to being transplanted. They have limited root systems. They're the first plants I choose to water, and a heavy mulch won't hurt either. Evergreen plants like pine, spruce, or euonymus are my next priority. One of these warm days, give them some water. I like to use a sprinkler. Set the water so it gently sprays out. Let it run until the water puddles up on the surface of the soil. Let the water soak in. Repeat the trick of watering to force the moisture deep into the ground. And don't forget the grass. It isn't time to turn the sprinkler systems back on, but lawns do need water. Newly sodded or seeded lawns have only surface roots. They need watered regularly throughout the first year. Established lawns will also benefit from winter watering. Use the same watering method of wetting an area, letting it soak in, and then repeating. The best time to water is on a day when temperatures are above 40 degrees. Set sprinklers during the warmest part of the day. This time of year, the warm temperatures last only a few hours. Wait until the sun has warmed the soil in the morning. Turn the water off by late afternoon. Once the sun goes down, it gets chilly in a hurry. Remember to drain your hoses. It's frustrating to get ready to water on that warm day only to find the hose filled with ice. And it takes a long time for the ice to melt. Disconnect the hose, work from one end to the other to siphon the water out of the hose. Watering in the late autumn gives plants the moisture they need to get through our winter. It'll give them a jump start next spring, too. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.